the man that says what the people need to hear.
Somebody need to hear this.
That's right.
He's going to be bringing you the word each and every week. You better not only be ready, but stay ready.
Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
The time is up. It's the moment you've been waiting for. He's here. It's the Raw and Uncut Podcast with Pastor Radden. Service starts now.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Getting ready to start this Bible study here in another minute or so, getting everybody time to get online. Amen, amen, amen. I pray that everybody had a good day today. Amen, because God is great and greatly to be praised in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. God is great. Amen, amen. We're going to have a powerful study on tonight, something real simple and plain, but it's the raw truth. Amen, amen, amen. There goes Sister Patterson, Sister Carter Patterson, and my wife coming in all at the same time. She says, hey, baby, and I say, hey, back. Hey, baby, hey, baby. That's my sweet dark chocolate right there. Amen. Honey brown sugar, thank you for tuning in. Supporting your man. Hallelujah. God bless your name, baby. Amen. Thank God. Sister Carter, as always, Sister Carter Patterson, always one of the first to chime in. They both popped up at the same time. Amen. 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 Well, according to my clock, it is 6 o'clock, and I do like to start on time or whatever I do. So we're going to go ahead into a word of prayer, and we're going to go ahead and give God the praise and glory and get into this awesome Bible study. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for this Bible study on this evening, God. We come here tonight, Heavenly Father, to give you glory, praise, and honor because you are worthy to be praised in the mighty name of Jesus, God. What a mighty, awesome God you are, a loving God, a caring God, a forgiving God, a holy God, a powerful God, a mighty God, all-seeing God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, we love you and praise you, Lord. Bless this Bible study on tonight. Use me, Heavenly Father, Lord. Anoint me in Jesus' holy name, God, to give you praise, honor, and glory, God, that I can enlighten and encourage the listeners in Jesus' holy name, God, because it's all about you. I pray that I will decrease and you will increase, and I pray that the people of God will just not see me, but they will see you in me and hear you, Father God, in me. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen. Amen, 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 because it is not about me. It's all about God, amen, and Bible study and preaching should not be off of anybody's opinion. It should be all for what God has given you. It should be all about God. Amen. 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 We're going to go ahead and I want to give my thanks and honor. Amen. We're going to give a shout out and a praise to our pastor, Pastor Tonetta Robinson of Restoration Community Outreach Ministries. Amen. I am Elder Dakota Radden. I am her assistant pastor. Amen. Of Restoration Community Outreach Ministries. Amen. A mighty, mighty woman of God. She is the senior pastor. Amen. A praying woman, a holy woman of God, a mighty woman of God. And I thank God for placing me under her leadership in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. her husband, amen, the bishop, as I call him, Triple B, the big bad bishop, Bishop John Willie Robinson Jr., the overseer. Bless him and strengthen him. Amen. And God continue to use the both of them to do his will, to do God's will in Jesus' name. And also our prelay coming all the way from Sierra Vista, Arizona, Bishop Andre Sexton and Evangelist Audrey Sexton. May God continue to bless them and use them as well for his glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. Thank God for each and every last one of you that's tuning in. I'll be coming out of the book of Matthew. Amen, amen, amen. And real simple, I have preached this message. I have taught this before. It's a real simple subject, but what I want to get out of it, though, is very, very important. And that's about basically being ready, because you never know when that time is going to come for you to leave this earth. Being ready when the end time come, when Jesus come back. And I'm going to use the parable about, obviously, the 10 virgins, about the 5 wise and 5 foolish. Amen. And couple of things you can get out of that as well. And when you think about it, I wanted to put a message out there to, you know, some people,
regardless of the fact they are just bound to, for hell. They're just bound it. They're just not going to do right. They're not going to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And I'm asking people and telling people, don't let nobody drag you to hell with them. Amen. Don't let nobody drag you down to hell with them. You keep doing what you do for Jesus. You keep living holy. Keep doing what you do. Don't stoop down to their level. Almost like in the words of Michelle Obama, the former first lady, when she said, when they go low, we go high. And I'm praying that we stay high in the Christ, stay high in Lord, stay high in his love. And amen. Don't let nobody drag you with them down to the pit. Amen. Because people are pulling and tugging and trying to drag you with them. Amen. By trying to get you to do things that you used to do, things that y'all used to do together, whatever it may be. Stand on your moral ground. Stand on the word of God. Continue to live holy. If they don't like it, then oh well. That's just all it is to it now. You know, true close friends, if they really know you and understand, they'll leave you alone and not try and pull you back into that muck and mire that Jesus had delivered you out of. You know, just like when they five foolish asked for the oil and they lamp and the wise said, no, I ain't giving you nothing. And that's how you got to be. People will be asking for your oil. Hallelujah, God, because they ain't got none. Don't give nobody your holy oil. Amen. You keep your oil. Amen. And you keep your holy oil and you live holy and do what you're supposed to do, because they was like they say, the five wise, the five foolish. This was a parable of Jesus. Amen. I just can't assume that everybody knows this parable, because people tune in on social media that might not know the word of God as some of us do. And this is a parable pretty much talking about the end times. It says when the bridegroom, and that's talking about Jesus, when the bridegroom comes back, you know, basically, will you be ready? And that's what this is about. Amen. So we're just going to go ahead and dive right in so I can get you back to enjoying the rest of your Wednesday evening. But this is a parable about the five wise and the five foolish coming out in the book of Matthew in the 25th chapter. And this is all read and all it is. This is nothing but Jesus talking. This is Jesus talking here. Amen. God bless my pastor and the mighty minister, the mighty woman of God, Minister Coleman, for tuning in. God bless you. And my brother, amen. My brother Patterson, that's my man there. Amen. Hallelujah. Got a restaurant coming near you at some time. Holy smokes. Amen. Amen. Which is a good Christian name for a restaurant. Amen. I like that. Amen. He's a mighty man of God. I love brother Patterson. He's a good dude, man. Real good guy. Thank you for tuning in, brother. I know you be working sometimes, you can't tune in, but God bless you, man, for tuning in. coming out of the 25th chapter of Matthew, it says, then the kingdom of heaven shall be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now, five of them were wise and five were foolish. Once again, this is a parable. Amen. Hallelujah, God. So this is just an illustration or a story. It says, those who were foolish took their lamps, but they took no oil with them. Now, first of all, you got to be old school for some of you youngsters out there, you Generation Z and some of you millennials and whatnot. You know, when I was a little boy coming up, when the power went out, my mother had them lamps that had to have oil in it. It had a wick that you light the wick and whatnot. And the little small little glass was over the fire and it can be lit whenever the power went out and whatnot. So you had to have oil. You had to have that oil in that lamp for it to be lit. That wick had to be lit, or it had to be no part of that oil. You know, it's kind of hard to explain, but all you got to do is probably Google an oil lamp and they'll tell you, you know, that's what they're talking about for some of you youngsters out there that don't know much, don't know oil lamp. but we used to have those growing up and whatnot. So with that being said, and you got to realize this was like 2000 some years ago. So, you know, that's what they're talking about. Lamps had oil in them to keep it going and whatnot. If you ever watch Westerns and stuff, how they will light the lamp and stuff. And sometimes them bad boys will fall to the ground. And if they fall to the ground, it'll catch on fire and burn a house down. It can be dangerous. So you got to handle them with care and be careful about them. So you old schoolers know what I'm talking about and whatnot, about the lamps with the oil in it that you had growing up. And they didn't have no oil in their lamps, but it said, but the wise, it said they took their oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom delayed, see, that's saying, say, just like now, we waiting on Jesus to return. See, that's what he taught me. I say, while the bridegroom, and once again, the bridegroom is Jesus, they say when he delayed, he took his time. He said, and then they slumbered and slept. He said, and at midnight, a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Hey. God bless you, Natasha. Thank you for tuning in, Sister Wilson. Thank you there. Amen. God bless you. And I see now that now Jesus has come back. So you got to imagine Jesus coming back now. Now, there was a cry saying that he is here. The bridegroom is back. And with that, the foolish, well, the wise, and said they arose and they trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. Amen. Their lamps are going out of the oil. So now, what not? The foolish don't have no oil in their lamps, and they're asking the wise. They can't, and they're asking the wise, give us some of your oil, because, you know, we ain't got none. But the wise answered and said, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go and buy and go to those who sell and buy for yourselves. So the wise was telling them, no, we can't give you none of our oil because it ain't going to be enough for the both of us and whatnot. You need to go to the store or wherever where they buying and selling oil and get your own oil and whatnot. So in other words, the wise was ready and the unwise was not ready. All right. When you pass away, when you die or when Jesus come back, either you're ready or you're not. There's no in between. Ready or not. You know, I say ready or not. Here I come. Ready or not. When Jesus comes back, either you're going or you're not. That's just all it is to it. When you close your eyes for the final time, that's my illustration about when you die. When you close your eyes for the final time, will your house be in order? This is very, very serious here. People are dying every day. People are dying. I don't want to bring up any bad memories of people losing lost loved ones. But, you know, either it's by some type of a tragedy or a sickness and whatnot. But the main thing is, are you ready when you leave this earth spiritually? Are you ready? People are dying every day. Stray bullets, all kinds of stuff. For those of us that are in Columbia, South Carolina, and you may have heard on the news, there was a chaplain, a young man that just passed away in the military. He was doing physical training, PT. Something had happened. It didn't say he was out of shape or nothing like that, but something happened and he ran and he fell down and they tried to do, I think they revived, they did CPR and all that, but he passed away and all of that. I was just using that for an example. A young man, from my understanding, 28 years old, he was a chaplain student, if I'm not mistaken. So obviously he was a man of God. If he was a chaplain, if he had the title chaplain or training to be one. And the point is that obviously he passed away, unfortunately and sadly. I'm quite sure he didn't wake up that morning and say, this is my last day on earth. He probably had no idea that within the next few minutes or within the next hour was going to be his last moments on earth. And when that and that young man passed away, sadly for us, but for whatever reason, Jesus decided to take him and whatnot. You can't get mad at that. Some people, I don't know what family or how they feeling right now, but I'm sure they're devastated. That's why we pray for bereaved families daily, because somebody is always losing a loved one. Hey there, Sister Goodwin. Thank you for tuning in. Amen. Amen. I've seen Colleen in a while. Amen. We all used to go to my mother's church when I was younger. Amen. So she knows Pastor Radden very well. She grew up in that church. Amen. At Shallow Mission Apostolic. Amen. Thank you for tuning in, Sister Goodwin. Amen. And you never know when your last day on this earth is going to be. Tomorrow, as we say, is not what? It is not promised. We said that. We've heard that hundreds or thousands of times. We can't take that for granted. For those that's listening to this and not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, now is the time. Not tomorrow, not this weekend. Now is the time to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Hey, Sister Gallman, God bless you, woman. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Now is the time to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You never know when you go die and pass away. You want to make sure that you are right with Christ. You want to make sure you're right. There's my cousin tuning in from Grand Rapids, Michigan. God bless you, Annette. Thank you for tuning in. Amen. You got to get right with Christ, period. Get your house in order. The five foolish was not ready, and they asked the five wise to get their lamps. And see, because this is very important now, because I'm going to back this up with scripture. Amen. God bless you. I'm going to back this up now. It says that, but the wise answered and said, to go and buy. It says, and while they went to buy, remember, they went on now. It said, the bridegroom came and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding and the door was shut. My God. So all, and notice the key word is those that were ready. Seemed like they ought to just had that in big capital letters. Those that were ready went in with him. and the door was shut. Now, where the foolish at? The foolish on the outside now. Now they can't get in. Because remember, everybody's not going to make it into heaven, people of God out here. Saints of God, as good as it sound and all of that, you know, I got to bring some harsh realities to people. I got to bring some harsh realities to people. God bless you, Cousin Gwen, all the way in, coming in from D.C. God bless you. As they call her, Mother Chappelle. Amen. God bless you, Gwen. Everybody's not going to make it in. That might sound cruel. Everybody can't make it in because everybody's not going to give their life to Christ. Remember, some time ago, I told there's going to be a wide road of destruction and a straight and narrow road, and only a few is going to be on that straight and narrow. But see, like this five wise, they were the few that was on that straight and narrow. Got my classmate tuning in. Bless you, Eric. God bless you. It's only a few that's going to make it in. They say a few is going to be on that road. That's why it says to be ready. It says those that were ready went in. It says after the other virgins came also saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, assuredly, I say unto you, I do not know you. Oh, my God. Now, those are going to be the words that don't nobody want to hear on Judgment Day when Jesus says, I don't know you. You can't come into heaven and Jesus don't know you. If I said it at my church 1,000 times, seemed like I've said it before, maybe here on Bible study, and I'm going to keep beating that drum and beating it and beating it and beating it over and over again, that you will not let a total stranger come in your house just to sleep, to use the bathroom or whatever. You don't know that individual. Who will knock on your door, especially at night or doing or whatever the case may be? Excuse me, can I come in and use your bathroom? You don't know them. Oh, I guess you just go let it. Oh, excuse me, I'm very tired. Can I come in and take a rest on your nap? Can I take a nap on your sofa? Who gonna let them in? A total stranger. You never seen them before. But yet they want to come into your house and take a nap on your sofa. Are you gonna let them do that? I just want to watch TV for a little while. Are you gonna let them do that? I know exactly what the answer is. That's a big fat no. You not gonna do that. Now, what you think Jesus go do when he says, I don't know you? Why? Because you did not accept him as your Lord and Savior. Now, I'm going to say that's Jesus talking now. Said, but he answered and said, assuredly, I say unto you, I do not know you. No strangers is going to make it into heaven. Only citizens. Those that accepted him as their Lord and Savior. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are a stranger. You are an outsider. And he's not going to let you in. That's why I'm going back to, the Bible don't sugarcoat nothing. I'm going to give you the hardcore raw meat here. And I'm going to go from verse 25, chapter 25 of Matthew. Then I'm going to go back to verse, chapter 7. Look what the foolish go say. Now, after Jesus told him, I don't know you. These are wise words right here. What Jesus said, it says, watch therefore. For you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. We don't know when Jesus is coming, and you don't know when your last day on this earth is going to be. So it behooves you to get ready. That's why it said watch, spiritually watch, not physically. Spiritually watch, and spiritually means getting your house in order. People die every day, but are they ready? Are they ready to be with the Lord? Is their house in order? You heard me say, and you're going to hear me say it again. If I preach your funeral or anybody's funeral while they're laying out in that casket, I'm telling everybody in that sanctuary, one day we all going to be right here, just like this right here. Will your house be in order? Because see, now I got everybody's attention. Yes, people in there are mourning and people in there for all of that, but I have got to bring that word because everybody is going to be in that position one day because the word said it is appointed for man to die once. We're all going to be in that position. And that's why I'm going to say we're all going to be here. Is your house in order? Whether that person is saved that I know of or unsaved or whatever the case may be, I'm putting that out there to everybody that's out there. My God, I know that's right, Pastor. I want to be in the number. Amen. I want to be in the number. Now, it says to watch, to be ready, to be spiritually ready. It says, for the kingdom of heaven, this is Jesus, is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered goods to them. Oh, you know, I done got ahead of mine. I'm about to go into the five talents and all of that. But what it did say, that's what I want to stop right there. Now, With that being said, it says that you don't know the day or the hour that the man is coming. Now, let's go to, this is what I want to get to in chapter 7. In chapter 7, verse 21, it says that not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father. Many will say to me in that day, to my judgment day now, remember what God, Jesus just said, that he don't know you. Many are going to say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? They ask that question. And then I will declare, this is Jesus, I never knew you. He's going to say, depart from me. As we say in King James, you sinner of iniquity, but in New King James Version, it says, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Jesus is going to say, I never knew you. While you up here hollering, Lord, it's me, I done did this, I went to church every Sunday, I did this and that, but you wasn't living holy. Now he's going to say, I didn't know you. Leave me. And he's just being nice, saying, depart. But Jesus might say, get on, go on, bye. Those are some words you don't want to hear when Jesus said, I never knew you. He said, I never knew you. My goodness. That's what he says. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me. Man, we ought to watch Martin. When Martin say, poof, be gone. Yeah, that's what that is. Poof, be gone. Get out of here. My God. That's right, Pastor. People are waiting for Jesus to come back. But you have to be ready. You have to. Nobody, when you want to hear, well done, what? My good and faithful servant. That's what you want to hear. Well done. Come on in. Come on in. Just like when Jesus told them to come on in and they shut the door. But the five wives was on the outside looking back. It's a pill to swallow, but it don't have to be a hard pill to swallow. It ain't hard to live holy. If you just submit and give your life to Christ and let the Holy Spirit take over and have his way, you shouldn't have any problems. Yes, we're going to be tried. The enemy is doing all that he can to drag you back to where they came from. What it do, Brother Kenny Billy? Thank you for tuning in, bro. My dude. The devil is doing all that he can to bring you back from what Jesus delivered you from. You used to smoke all kinds of marijuana and shoot cocaine and do drugs and all that. He would love to see you to fall back into that. He would love to see you to fall back into that. That's right, sis. I hear you, sis. We got to keep trying. You got every day. Ask for forgiveness. Tell that devil he's a liar. When he tries to get you to slip back into something that you used to doing, it's just not you, sis. It's everybody. Myself included, from myself, like we say, from the pulpit on back. The enemy is trying to drag us all back down. I ain't gonna say it's easy. You know what you used to be into. You used to like to cuss people out. You used to like to have sex with all kinds of people and all kinds of different things. The enemy is doing all that he can to drag us back into that lifestyle. And sadly, some people go right back to it. Jesus then delivered you out of all of that mud. Delivered you out of all of that mud and then washed you and cleaned you up. Why would you want to go back and get dirty again? Sadly, it happens. Backsliders every day. But Jesus said, I'm what to the backslider? I'm married to the backslider. He still loves you. We can make mistakes. We can make mistakes. God is just not going to throw you away. He's not like us. He's not like, man, you know, there's some people we just done with because they done did us wrong for the final time. You know, we done with them. But that's why I always go back to make sure you got that forgiveness in your heart. You can be done with somebody, but make sure you got some forgiveness. I get it. You might not have to go to their house and you ain't to hang out with them and call them on the phone. If you're done with somebody, I get it. We human. But make sure that you don't have no hatred in your heart toward that individual. Please, if you have any hatred in your heart to somebody, continue to ask God to work on you and to help you in that area. Just like what sis says, I'm trying to get my heart where it needs to be to get it clean. and you keep trying, you keep doing it every day. Every day is a new day. You continue to praise God. You continue to thank God. You continue to ask God to forgive me and to help me in areas that I'm short. We are grown. There's no babies on here. You know where you're falling short at. You know where you're falling short at. You know where your shortcomings are at. Ask God to help you in those areas. When you get mad, you got to control that anger. You got to control your attitude. You can't be running around and cussing folks out, calling yourself a Christian. Talking about cussing Christians? No, that's oil and water. That don't mix. That don't mix. That don't add up at all. That don't mix. Ask God to help you in those areas. Whenever you get mad, you want to knock the fire out of somebody, ask God to continue to help you in that area. Don't let the devil drag you back in to something that you don't have no business being with. That's right, Brother Taylor. As Kenny just said, hatred hinders your blessing. You don't want to have that. You don't want to. Look, in this day and age with all this stuff, I'm trying to get all the blessings I can get. And I don't need my anger or my mindset. That's why I said, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart that you're thinking about, be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, my God, my Redeemer. What's that? Psalms 19 and 14, I believe, around that area. Something like that. I believe it's Psalm. I know it's in Psalm 19. Let the words of my mouth. That's why I try, the things that you say, I told you, you can be condemned or you can be justified. But that is huge. The stuff that comes out of your mouth every day. It says, let the meditation of my heart, the things that I'm thinking on. You can't be thinking evil. God knows your thoughts are far off. That tells you that in Psalm 2. Before you even think it, God done already saw it. Ain't that something? Whatever you thought, he already saw it. So he knows. You can't hide nothing from God. You can't get past him. That's why the word of God says God is not mocked. He's not tricked. You can't trick God. You can't fool him. He knows everything. Hallelujah, God. I just say, you're only fooling yourself. Because you sure ain't fooling God. At all. And the word says he knows every hair, every numbered hair on your head. He knows everything about you. All the stars in heaven, they all have a different name. Do you know how many stars is out there in the galaxy? Trillions, zillions of stars. And all of them got a different name. God knew all of them by name. I said, good Lord. God is so amazing. He's an awesome God. Why wouldn't you want to serve a God like that? You don't have to just give up everything. And you know, I don't sit around here telling my boy, I sure miss going to the club. Good Lord, I miss going there. Mm-hmm. I don't miss none of that foolishness. I did my time in them. I never stayed home. I did my time, but I don't miss it. Boy, I sure miss a nice cold bottle of Mad Dog right now. God, dog. Red Jubilee. Orange Jubilee. Banana Red. Grape. Kiwi Lemon. That was that green color. See, I used to smoke. I did that too. But all that crazy wine I used to drink and all. I don't sit around here and reminisce on that stuff. That's gone now. That's in my past. I don't miss that. I don't miss hangovers. I got waking up with your head thumping. That don't feel good. I don't miss that. I love waking up being in my right mind with no headaches. I love that. Hallelujah, God. I don't have to worry about getting my license revoked because I'm driving under the influence of alcohol or marijuana or cocaine or whatever it is that people are into now. I don't have to worry about that. If I get my license revoked, it's because I done did something real stupid. But see, I'm in my right mind now. And I thank God for that. That's why, you know, you remember the old saint, Mother Chappelle, my cousin and pastor, they remember back when the old saints of old used to say he's a mind regulator. You don't hear that no more. When I was a little boy, I used to hear them old mothers and they say, he's a mind regulator. You don't hear that no more. My God. That's why I always say in good health and in my right mind. I always say that. That's why I pray for my pastor that she's in good health and in her right mind. I pray that for the members of our Restoration and Faith Deliverance. That they be in good health and in their right mind. Because if your mind ain't right, my God. Right mind. Boy, God is great. God is great. Get right with God. was this old apostolic song? And if Sister Colleen is on here, she still remember we used to sing it in restoration. We used to sing it in Shiloh. Get right with God and do it now. Get right with God, for he will show you how. Get right with God and do it now. Get right with God and he will show you how. If some out there get right with God before he shed his blood, get right with God. You got to get right. As Bishop always say, get right, church, get right. I mean, Bishop always say that. You know them old songs? Them songs, they mean something, but them songs are telling the truth. Get right. Do right. If you know to do right, then do right. Like we say, if you know to do better, then you got to do it. Do better. And we have got to do better. Where there's room for improvement, we got, like I say, the biggest room is room for improvement. There's always room for improvement. That room is never too crowded. That room is never too small. There's always enough room in the room of improvement. And we need to improve. I need to improve. We all need to improve. None of us can just say, well, I know I done made it in. It's challenges every day. Not if the enemy got anything to do. He doing all that he can to trip you up, to keep you from making it in. He's trying to get you to cuss. He's trying to get you to think bad about people. He's trying to get you to do people wrong. It's all about revenge and clapping back, as they say in this day and age, throwing shade and all that other foolishness and whatnot. The enemy, that's what he's all about. Remember, it's like a tug of war. The spirit is pulling one way and the flesh is pulling another. Which one are you going to listen to? Which one are you going to give in to? Which one are you feeding yourself? Because like I said, and you all know, what you feed will what? Grow. You feed yourself the word of God daily. You have a relationship with Christ. You have a prayer life. You're fasting. You're praying. You're living holy. That's growing. Listening to good gospel music, that's growing. But if you're doing just the opposite, the flesh is growing. And it pulls you away from that. Then you make excuses about not going to church. You make excuses about not doing godly things. That's why the word tells us in the book of Amos and the minor prophets to love the good and hate the evil. We have to get to that point where we hate evil. You have to hate sin. You don't compromise. You don't compromise with sin. When you compromise with sin, that's when the devil got you. You know what's right and you know what's wrong. You don't care about who feelings get hurt. Yeah, somebody asks you at your job, there's a homosexual and they want you to come to a gay wedding. No, I'm not going. No, I don't. Now, you know how I am. Now, I'm a man of God. I'm a woman of God. I ain't going. You know, hey, we find out we've got a work relationship because you might have to work with them. They might be a secretary, whatever. You know, ain't saying you got to do away with them. You might have to interact with them because you work, because you got to get things done. And that's their job, to help you and do things. But if that come or if they give you an invitation, then no, thank you. There's sometimes some feelings just got to get hurt. You just got to tell people, if God love it, I love it. If God hate it, I hate it. And that's where we have to be in this day and age, because the world is pushing everything on us. They want us to conform and go that way. And the word of God tells us, if you are a friend with the world, you are an enemy of God. I didn't say that. That's the word. If you are a friend of the world, you are an enemy to God. And I'm not trying to be God's enemy, because I can't be God. I can't win. Another human being, all I got to do is just get a gun and put a bullet in his head and he's done. I can't put no bullet in God's head. I can't be God. And I ain't trying to be his enemy. That's about the foolish thing you can be, is to be his enemy. Keep doing things the world's way and see what happens. I got to tell you the truth. Raw and uncut. There's too much sugarcoating going on now. Somebody has to stand on the word of God and tell you the way it is. Just continue to live holy. Let God lead you. Let God, yeah, you see that, Mr. Maya says she remember that song. That's old school there, about getting right with God. Ricky Dillard, that's right, I'm free. So I pray for everybody on this line tonight and those that will listen to, tomorrow and later on in the week, whoever might tune in. I thank God for all those that tune in from way out of town. That's why I love social media. Hey, man, I got to get in touch with my cousin Annette. We're out there in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I meant to call her. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, man, my cousin Gwen tuning in from D.C. and whatnot. See, that's huge. You can reach people hundreds and hundreds of miles away. Thank God for social media. I know it got a lot of mess and foolishness on there, but you can use social media for positive things as well. Otherwise, they never would have been able to tune in and whatnot. and connect with family members like this. And I thank God for them tuning in, and each and every one that's here that have tuned in tonight. God bless each and every last one of you. Amen. Amen. You're right, brother. You're right. Absolutely right, Brother Billy. But each and every last one of you, thank you for tuning in and whatnot. As I'm going to get ready to close once again, get your house in order. Whatever you're doing that's not of God, stop it. Ask God to help you in that area wherever you may be falling short. Just ask God that. Nothing is too hard for God. You got to want to deliver it. Like I said, get it in your mind that this is going to be it. But stop. I'm not here to condemn nobody. And who am I to judge? I'm not here to judge nobody. We done all been there. We got things. Some of them may got a vice that we wrestling with. Ask God to take that vice away from you. You know it's not of God. Ask God to take it away from you, to help you with that. And there's people around you that's doing that vice, and you're going to have to separate yourself from them people. Family, close friends, co-workers, what have you, whatever. You know, if you work like me, when you work outside and you might be in a crew cab, I got my own because I'm a foreman now. But, you know, if you driving the truck or whatever, the radio station is what you got it on, what you listen to. I'm driving. I'm playing what I'm listening to. So if I'm driving, we listening to gospel music all day. Ain't gonna be no R&B, ain't no compromising. I gotta listen to that mess when you driving. When I'm driving, this is what we're listening to. You don't wanna listen to it, then hey, I can sit over here and go to sleep then, or whatever. Or I can relax, and that's on you. You don't compromise with nobody. Stand on the word of God. Be the man of God, be the woman of God that you are, that God called you to be. Get the unforgiveness out of your heart. Forgive. I know people make you mad. I know that. I know that. We're human. Even Jesus turned over some tables in the temple because they wasn't doing right. The Bible says be angry, but what? Sin not. Not just be angry. You go be angry. It's a human emotion. But keep it under control. Don't let anger control you. People are in jail. People are dead because of anger. Don't miss heaven because of anger, because of an emotion. Don't let an emotion keep you out and the door shut on you where you can't get in and Jesus say, I never knew you. My God. Amen. 96.1. There's a few others. 95.7 and whatnot. 105.1 is also a gospel here in Columbia. You got three gospel stations you can listen to here in Columbia. Three of them. 96.1, 95.7, and 105.1 FM. And 105.1, hey, baby. My baby just coming in. That has preaching on from like 7 in the morning to like 10:30 here in Columbia, South Carolina, 105.1. Local pastors, I think the only one that's not is Pastor Creflo Dollar from 7:30 to 8. I think after that, it's mostly local pastors here in the local area here. And 95.7, that's Bishop Freeman from the Meeting Place Church. That's his radio station. And he brings a word every we got stuff we can listen to help us get focused early in the morning and all day long. Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother William. So it's stuff out there. There you go. And whatever you prefer. I'm just letting you know, Sister Wilson, like she said, 96.1, there are other stations. Whatever city you in, get a good game. It might be more than one of you. Sometimes you just got to play around the dial. You just never know. It could be another gospel station out there, but it's always stuff to listen to. Amen. I think I'm a deacon that's tuning in. God bless you, Erica. I'm about to get ready to close out. Oh, man, Apostle Jackson, God bless you, mighty man of God. Thank you for tuning in. Amen. An awesome man of God, him and Pastor Jackson, his wife. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Faith and Deliverance Ministries. Amen. A mighty, mighty man of God, a mighty woman of God. Their son does Bible study. An awesome man of God on Mondays be doing Bible study. They are awesome. God bless them for that. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. They have partnered with Restoration, and they visit, they help us out, and vice versa. Amen. God bless you. Let us pray. Let us pray so I can have you to go back to your Wednesday evenings. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, bless your holy name, God. Lord, we give you praise, honor, and glory, Father God. Father God, help us right now with our shortcomings, God. Help us right now with our mindset, God. Help us what's in our heart, God. Help us with the words that we speak in the mighty name of Jesus, God, the meditation of our heart, God. Help us to be forgivers, God, to forgive those that have hurt us, God, that despise spitefully use us, as the word says, to pray for our enemies, Heavenly Father, Lord. But Father God, your word says that if we don't forgive them, you cannot forgive us, God. It's not an easy thing to do. That's why I'm asking for help. Nothing is too hard for you, Heavenly Father. Touch each and every one on the line tonight. Touch their heart to help them in the mighty name of Jesus with forgiveness, God, and we're getting a house in order in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us with those vices in Jesus' name that's trying to have a disconnect between us and you, Heavenly Father, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. The goal here is to live holy, to show love, and to make it into heaven when we leave this earth. When you call us home, Heavenly Father, when you decide that that's it, when we take our last breath, Father God, I pray that each and every one of us, our house is in order, and we will reign with you forever and ever in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' holy name, amen, amen, amen. God bless each and every last one of you. I am Elder Dakota Radden. I am the assistant pastor at Restoration Community Outreach Ministries. Amen. We are at 2208 East Boundary Road here in Columbia, South Carolina. It is Restoration Community Outreach Ministries. If you would love to donate to this ministry, amen. It is $19, RCOM, $19.99. That's Restoration Community Outreach Ministries. If you cannot donate, please, please keep us in prayer, as I will keep you in prayer. I pray for Christians daily. At least I try to. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ, those of us that have given our life to Christ. So let us keep one another in prayer. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Myers, for that. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. My classmate, y'all know I like to give shout outs. Thank God to my classmate, Eric, for tuning in. Like I say, his only flaw is that he's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Oh, it just does something to my stomach when I mention their name, the Steelers, because you know we them boys, baby, them Cowboys. But Sister Gwen, my cousin, amen, thank you for tuning in from D.C. Annette, God bless you, mighty woman of God, tuning in from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Amen. But I tell you, boy, we go reach the world, boy. We going international, international. We go reach everybody. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I'm laughing my butt off. Amen. Amen. I just tell the truth how it is. I can't stand them Steelers. Amen. God bless each and every last one of you. And don't forget, when church come this Sunday, let's put on your shouting shoes. Let's give God praise. Let's give God the honor. Amen. But you ain't got to wait till Sunday. You can shout right there in your house. You can shout somewhere. You know, give them praise all the day long, the rest of the night, tomorrow, all the way up until Sunday, and come in church with a praise on your heart and mind. And let's get ready to do this thing. Amen. Amen. We will take the world by storm. We will get people saved. We will lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 God bless each and every last one of you. I love you. Amen. And God bless you. If you need prayer, just hit me up. Amen. On Facebook or Messenger or something, or give me a call and we can pray about it. Amen. And we can tell God all about it and let God handle it. Amen. God bless each and every last one of you, and I love you, but God loves you more. Thank each and every last one of you for tuning in. I hear you, Dirty Bird. I hear the most sorry Falcons. I hear you, man. Hey, man, thank you for tuning in, brother. I love you, man. God bless you.